AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Spotlight. The best picture at the Academy Awards last night is about the Boston Globe's investigation into sexual abuse by Roman Catholic priests.
We gotta nail these scumbags. We gotta show people that nobody can get away with this. Not a priest or a cardinal or a freaking pope.
Leonardo DiCaprio finally won a Best Actor award for The Revenant.
I do not take tonight for granted. Thank you so very much.
And Brie Larson is Best Actress for Room.
I feel really strong and excited to be holding this gold guy.
Host Chris Rock called the show the White People's Choice Awards because all the acting nominees were white.
No black nominees, you know? And people are like, Chris, you should boycott. Chris, you should quit. You should quit. You know, how come it's only unemployed people that tell you to quit something, huh?
Chris Rock at the Oscars last night. Tomorrow is Super Tuesday, and even rival Ted Cruz says if frontrunner Donald Trump wins big, as some predict he will, he may be unstoppable. Analyst Leonard Steinhorn at American University in Washington.
If he is not stopped on Super Tuesday, there are diminishing chances afterward for him to be slowed down on the way toward the Republican nomination.
Fed up with airline seats that jam you in like a sardine? Senator Chuck Schumer is, and he says he wants the Federal Aviation Administration to establish size standards for airline seats. He'll add an amendment to an airline bill that's currently before Congress. North Korea has produced an American college student at a news conference in Pyongyang, at which 21-year-old Otto Warmbier apologized for trying to steal a political banner. Warmbier attends the University of Virginia. This is AP Radio News. Some states are cutting back on unemployment benefits. AP correspondent Carlotta Bradley's got this.
Since the end of the Great Recession that started in 2008, 8 states have reduced the number of weeks people can draw unemployment benefits, while others have cut the amount of money the unemployed can collect. The cuts are generally intended to help shore up unemployment insurance trust funds, which went insolvent in 35 states after the recession. And the changes could save hundreds of millions of dollars for businesses that pay unemployment taxes. Critics say cutting benefits will push more people into poverty. In some states, sliding scales linked to unemployment rates have resulted in limiting benefits to no more than 12 weeks. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
The cruise ship Anthem of the Seas, tossed around by a big Atlantic storm earlier this month, ran into more bad weather over the weekend and was forced to return to port in New Jersey. The ship had planned to stop in Barbados and St. Kitts. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.